Today's Amud is my Katan Chavdalad Amabez. We're holding on Chavdalad Amin Aleph, four lines from the bottom by the two dots, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. So we mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Atzeres Keshabbos. Now when it comes to being Oilev for the minion of Shleishim and being Mafsik, the Shiva or the Shleishim, so Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that nowadays that Shavuos is not a 7-day Yom Tif, it's only a 1-day Yom Tif. So Atzeres is treated like Shabbos. It's Oilev LeMinyan Shiva, it's LeMinyan Shleishim, but it's not Mafsik. It's not Mafsik to count if someone's in the middle of Shiva or Shleishim when Shavuos comes, so it doesn't end it. That was Rabbi Eliezer Shita. And Rabbi Gamliel said that no, every Yom Tif, even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, everything is like it treated like a Yom Tif, even if they're only a 1-day Yom Tif, because all Yomim Tovim are compared to each other. So just like Sukkot and Pesach, and just like Shavuos was on the Mikdash, it was a 7-day Yom Tif, and it was Mevatel the Shiva or Mevatel the Shleishim. So too, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when it comes to any sort of Yom Tif, so all the Yomim Tovim are compared to each other, and they're all treated like Regalim. Now, Amar Rav Gidol Bar Menashe, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel, that the Halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel, this second Shita that we just mentioned, that all the Yomim Tovim are Hukash to each other, and all of them are treated like Regalim. V'ika Damasni Lahad Rav Gidol Bar Menashe Aha. Now, some have Rav Gidol Bar Menashe's memra on the following Halacha. So the Halacha is like this, that Kol Shleishim Yoyim, Tinoi Gyoitse Becheik. The Halacha is that if a child dies within the first 30 days of its life, so then instead of it being a regular kfura, the tzibur is not chayiv to be mechabed the baby, it was a young baby, they're not, the level of kavod that they're chayiv in is not mamish amita. All you have to do is someone has to hold the baby during the levaya. It's the yaitzeh b'cheik, goes down in someone's arms, v'nikbar b'isha achas u'shnei anashim, and the baby's buried, it only has to have a minimum of 3 people at the levaya. So once we mentioned the 3 people, the Braisa tells us, some of the Gemara tells us, some Hilchas Yichud, is that not only is it buried with 3 people, but it could be with 1 woman and 2 men. And meaning in Hilchas Yichud, there's no problem for a woman to be with 2 men. Avaloi b'ish echad v'shtei nashim. But one man cannot go bury the baby together with 2 women, because in Hilchas Yichud, so a man is not allowed to seclude himself with 2 women, because Nashim died in Kalis, either that he'll be able to persuade both of them to do the Avera, or even if he only persuades one, but the other one will cover up. So being that Nashim died in Kalis, a man is not allowed to be alone with 2 women, and so too at this Levaya, a man is not allowed to do the Kfura alone with 2 women. Abishol Eimer, Af B'ish Echad U'Shtei Nashim, Abishol is Chaylik, and he says that no, even one man could do the Kvura together with 2 women. The Gemara in Kedushin explains that Lav Dafka does Abishol hold it as a rule in Hilchus Yichud, that a man is allowed to seclude himself with 2 women. It's Dafka over here, B'shas Aninos, when a person is sad, they're doing a Levayo, so then the person's Yetzahara isn't as active, and Abishol held that a man is allowed to be together with 2 women. And in this case, the Chacham himself said that even still, even the Bishas Aninus, even when a person is sad, a man is not allowed to be alone with 2 women. Now back to the halachis of the Levayo. Ve'ein oim din olav b'shura. When the Avelim are walking out from the Levayo, so normally the Menachemim, they make rows of people for the Avelim to walk through. So they don't do that by this baby who died within its first 30 days of life. Ve'in ayim din alav b'shura, ve'in ayim rim alav berchas Avelim. They don't give a special bracha, berchas Avelim, v'tanchumei Avelim, and they don't go to be Menachem. That's when a baby dies within its first 30 days. Ben Shleishim, once he already reached the age of 30 days old, and he dies after being the age of 30 days, as we'll see soon, but less than a year, meaning between 30 days and a year. So then, Yoytze Bidluskama. So then he goes out in an Arayin, he goes out in a box, still not on a Mita, Mamish, like a regular person, but he goes out in a box, he goes out in an Arayin. And Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Loy Gluskama, and he tells us, Bekotif, this doesn't mean a small Gluskama, one that's, Gluskama, one that's carried on a single person's Kotif, on his shoulder, that it's very small, that even only one person could carry it. Ela, and he tells us back, Payim, it has to be a Gluskama, Dluskama, that's a big one. It's one that's carried by two people. So that's the type of Dluskama that this baby is taken out in. Va'im denala b'shura, they stand in a shura for him. Va'im remala b'chas aveilim, they say b'chas aveilim, v'tanchumi aveilim. That's all when a baby dies, when he's third between 30 days and a year. Ben shteimas rechaydash, once he's a year old, so then it's a regular, he has the regular halachas. He's yaitzi b'mita, he goes out on a regular mita. Rabbi Kiva imer, Rabbi Kiva's chaylik, and Rabbi Kiva says, that no, that it's only if hu ben shana ve'ivarev kiben shtayim. It's only if he's a year old, but he's very tall, he looks like, he's very big, he's a big built, he looks like he's 2 years old. Or hu ben shtayim ve'ivarev kiben shana, or he's actually 2 years, so then even if his eivarim are small and he looks like a 1 year old, since he's 2 years old, so then that's when they take him out on the, that's when he's yaitzei b'mita. But, make the diak, according to Rabbi Akiva, if he's only a year old and he doesn't look very big, so then he does not, then he's not yaitzei b'mita, then he's yaitzei b'dluskama. Now, in Ualacha, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Aimer, ha-yaitzei b'mita, any time a person is yaitzei b'mita, so then there's a din that rabbim matzivim alav. The rabbim, they have to be mitztayer, they have to show pain and grieve over the loss. Any yaitzei b'mita, but if it's the type of loss that he's not yaitzei b'mita, so then there's no din, ain't rabbim matzivim alav, they don't have a chiv to mamish be mitztayer, because he was very young. Reb Elazar ben Azariah Aimer, Reb Elazar ben Azariah said, there's a different, it's telling something else, or another halacha, that nikar l'rabim, rabim is askim imai. If he's a type of child, that he went out of the house a lot, he was nikar l'rabim, people knew who he was, so then there's a din that rabim is askim imai, the rabim, the tzibur who knew him, they have a chiv to be Isaac in the kfura, and they have a chiv to be misaskim imai with the avelim, with the parents, with the avelim, to be menachem avol. But ain't a nikar l'rabim, the rabbim don't recognize the child, so then ain rabbim misaskim imai, they do not have a chiyuv to be misasik with him. Umayim behesped, and what's the halacha when it comes to hesped? So Meir b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, Meir said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that aniyim b'nei shalosh ashirim b'nei chamish, for children of poor people, so then already at the age of 3 there's a chiyuv of hesped. And for rich people, meaning the child of a rich, of a more wealthy family, so then once the child is 5 years old, it's only when the child was already 5 years old when he was nifter, so that's when there's a chiyuv of hesped. Meaning, aniyim have a lower threshold, even when they're younger, we'll get back to that in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Mishmai, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, also that aniyim is a younger age, but it's a different age, it's a different ages, that aniyim b'nei chamesh, ashirim b'nei sheish. That aniyim, it's only by 5 years old, and the child of a wealthy, from a wealthier family, so then it's when it's 6 years old. And the reason, Rashi explains, is because aniyim, typically, they don't have anything else in their life. The only thing that they have is their children, and therefore, when they lose their child, it's a much bigger loss. It's a funny way to speak, but that's the metzias, is that it's a bigger loss for an ani to lose a child than an usher, because an ani, that's mamish, that's all he has, he doesn't have anything else. And therefore, the chiyuv of hesped is already at a younger age, because the loss and the pain is more intense. So that's why the age is when it's even younger. For an usher, when it's older, so then that age, that child, the pain will match the pain of the ani when it's even a younger child. Now the Gemara says, "Ubnei zekenim kebnei aniyim." The child of a parents who are older, so they have the status of children from a poor family, because they also, older parents, they need their children more, and therefore they have the same din as an ani. And Amar Rav Gidol Bar Nashi Amar Rav, and it was about this that Amar Rav Gidol Bar Nashi Amar Rav Olachik Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. About this, that's where we had a psak halacha from Rav Gidol Bar Menashe Amarav, and he said that the halacha follows Rav Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, which really means that about by aniyim, so it's only when they're at the age of 5 years old, that's when there's a chiyuv of hesped. Now says the Gemara, Vayter Darash Rav Anani Bar Sasson HaPesach Lebei Nesiyah, that Yoyim Echel Lefnei Atzeres Va'atzeres Harei Kana Ra'asar. He mentioned in the Mishnah the idea that a regel is mafsik. It's in that it's mafsik if a person's in the middle of Shiva when the regel comes. So the regel ends the Shiva. Here we see even a bigger chiddush. He said that yoim echel ufnei atzeres. Let's say a person became an avol the day before Shavuos, and then va'atzeres, he experienced Shavuos itself. So besides the fact that atzeres, it ended the Shiva, it also, by the time he finishes with Shavuos, with regards to the count of Shloshim, he's already to be considered, Harei Kan Arba Asar, he's considered to be on the 14th day of the count of Shloshim. How did we get to 14 days? Because being that he was an Avo when Shavuos came in, and Shavuos ended the Shiva, so we count that day before Shavuos as being 7 days, because since it counted as a Shiva, so we count that as 7 days towards the count of Shleishim. Now, Shavuos itself counts as another seven, because since Yamim Tovim count as seven, and Shavuos Be'etzim is like a 7 day Yom Tov, because Bizman HaMikdash there was 7 days to bring the carbon, so we count Shavuos itself also as being like a 7 day Yom Tov. And therefore, when he finishes Shavuos, Matzei Shavuos, he already counted 14 days into his Shleishim. Now, Shamar Rav Ami Be'ikpad, when Rav Ami heard this halacha, he got upset. Amari, and he commented, and he said, Atu Didehu, was this Rav Anani's Chiddush? Rav Elazar Rav Yishayah. This is a Chiddush that was already said by Rav Elazar Rav Yishayah. And before we say the memra of Rav Elazar Amar Rabbi Yishaya, the Gemara just brings another similar story. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha darshent also by the porch of the Reish Galusa, that Yom Echel Lefnei Atzeres Ve'atzeres Harikan Arba Asar, same halacha. And Shamar Rav Sheshas and Ikba, when Rav Sheshas heard about this, he got upset. Amar Atu Didehu, Rav Elazar Amar Rabbi Yishaya. This is a chiddush that's already inferred from a statement that was made by Rav Elazar Amar Rabbi Yishaya. The Amar Rav Elazar Amar Rabbi Yishaya, Rav Elazar said in the name of Rav Yishaya, Minayin La'atzera Sheyesho Tashlum in Kol Shiva. How do we know that Shavuos, that there are 7 days to make up for the carbon? Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, V'chag HaMatzis, V'chag HaShavuos. We compare Matzis, Pesach to Shavuos. Ma'chag HaMatzis, Sheyesho Tashlum in Kol Shiva. Avchag HaShavuos, Sheyesho Tashlum in Kol Shiva. Just like Pesach has 7 days of Tashlumin to make up for the carbon, so to Shavuos, even though the Yom Tov itself of Shavuos is only really 1 day, but we consider it like it's 7 days, a person has 7 days to make up the carbon. And so from that we can understand that if a person would become an Avol on Erev Shavuos, so that day itself would count as 7 days, and then Shavuos itself counts as 7 days, and he's going to be holding on day 14 already of the Shleishim. Now says the Gemara now an even bigger Chiddush. Says the Gemara, Adbere Rav Papa, Rav Avya Sabo. Rav Papa was speaking to Rav Avya Sabo. Udarash, and he darshan as follows. He said, Yoim Echel Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, V'Rosh Hashanah, Harei Kan Arba Asar. That also on Erev Rosh Hashanah, if a person becomes an Aval on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then he experiences, he goes through Rosh Hashanah, so now also, after 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, or he's already on 14 days into his Shleishim. So again, how did we get to 14? Same idea. The day Erev Rosh Hashanah, being that it counts as the Shiva, because Rosh Hashanah now ends the Shiva, assuming like Rav Gamliel in our Mishnah, that Rosh Hashanah has the din of a regel. So Rosh Hashanah, even though it's only a 1 day Yom Tov, it has the din of a regel, it ends the Shiva. So being that it ended the Shiva, Erev Rosh Hashanah counted as 7 days. And then Rosh Hashanah, being a Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah counts as 7 days. Now the Chiddush in that is that Rosh Hashanah doesn't have any sort of carbon that you bring for 7 days. So why should Rosh Hashanah count as seven days towards the Shleishim? The answer to that is because we compare all the Yamim Tovim to each other, since other Yamim Tovim count as seven. So Rosh Hashanah also counts as seven, and Mameli is going to be already holding by day 14. Now, Amar Ravina, Ravina commented and he said, Hilkach, Yom Echel Lefnei Achag, V'chag, Ushminil Shalai, Harei Kan Esrim V'Echad Yom. It's going to come out, if a person becomes an Avo on Erev Sukkis, by the time he gets to Shmini Atzeres, he's already holding by day 21. Because Erev Sukkis counts as 7, then he has Sukkis itself, which is a 7 day Yom Tov, that counts as 7, and then Shmini Atzeres, being that it's a Yom Tov, even though it's not a 7 day Yom Tov Be'etzem, but just like Rosh Hashanah counts as 7, so too Shmini Atzeres counts as 7. So we had the 7 days of Erev Sukkis, the 7 days of Sukkis itself, the 7 days of Shmini Atzeres, so he's already holding by day 21. And says the Gemara that Ravina Ikla Lesur Depress, and Amr Le Rav Chaviva, Misur Depras to Ravina. Rav Chaviva, from Sur Depras, he said to the visiting Rav, he said to Ravina, he said, Amr Mar, did you really say that Yoyim Echel Lefnei Rosh Hashanah V'Rosh Hashanah Reikan Arba Asar? Did you really say this halacha, that if a person becomes an Avol on Erev Rosh Hashanah, so then by the time Rosh Hashanah is over, he's already holding 14 days into his Shleishim? And Amr Le, to which Ravina responded, that no, I never said that. Ana Mistavra K'Rav Gamliel Hu Da'amena. All I said is that it's Mistavra like Rav Gamliel. Meaning this whole halacha would be assuming that Rosh Hashanah has a din of all the regalim. That Rosh Hashanah is hukash to all the regalim, which is the shita of Rav Gamliel in our Mishnah. That Rosh Hashanah, even though it's a 1 day Yom Tov, it's treated like all the other Yamim Tovim, because all the Yamim Tovim are hukash to each other. So on that, Ravina was saying back to him, he said, all I said is that it's mistaber like Rav Gamliel, that Rosh Hashanah should be treated like a regel, and Mamela would count also as 7 days towards the Shleishim, but I never said it as a definite fact that that's the halacha. All I said is that it's mistaber that that's the halacha.
Yeah.